Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Summa reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Sisler moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Rice moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fonseca covering, for the out. Melillo moves to third. Sisler moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Sisler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Rice moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sewell. Williams moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Summa hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive towards the mound. Hudlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. O'Neill moves to third. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Gerber moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Gerber scores. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nays moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Nays moves to third. Jamison moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and has Jamison trapped. There's the throw to Melillo, who throws over to O'Rourke, who tags Jamison for the out. Nays scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaston moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaston. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 3 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.